Welcome to League Park in Cleveland, for the game between the St. Louis Browns and the Cleveland Indians. Here are the starting lineups. For the St. Louis Browns, batting in the leadoff spot, the right fielder, Earl McNeely. Batting second, the third baseman, Frank O'Rourke. Batting third, the left fielder, Hynie Maynish. Batting fourth, the center fielder, Fred Schulte. Batting fifth, the shortstop, Red Kress. Batting sixth, the first baseman, Lou Blue. Batting seventh, the second baseman, Otis Brannan. Batting eighth, the catcher, Wally Shang. Batting ninth, the pitcher, Sam Gray. Pitching for the St. Louis Browns, Sam Gray. For the Cleveland Indians, batting in the leadoff spot, the left fielder, Charlie Jameson. Batting second, the second baseman, Carl Lind. Batting third, the center fielder, Sam Langford. Batting fourth, the shortstop, Joe Sewell. Batting fifth, the first baseman, Lou Fonseca. Batting sixth, the right fielder, Homer Summa. Batting seventh, the third baseman, Johnny Hodapp. Batting eighth, the catcher, Luke Sewell. Batting ninth, the pitcher, George Uhel. Pitching for the Cleveland Indians, George Uhel. And now, play ball. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Jameson. O'Rourke reaches second base with a double. McNeely moves to third. Hynie Maynish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Maynish hits a fly ball into right field. Summa settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. McNeely tags and scores. One out. It's 1-0, Browns. Fred Schulte is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schulte is called out on strikes. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 1, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannan scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind bunts towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford hits a fly ball into center field. Schulte settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lind fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. O'Rourke settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Brannon settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. O'Rourke strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp hits a ball on the ground towards third. O'Rourke fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell strikes out. Two outs. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel hits a fly ball into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 1, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mainisch strikes out. One out. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0-for-1 in the game. Schult hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 0-for-1 in the game. Kress hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Blue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Kress moves to second. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 0-for-1 in the game. Brannon hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Langford who is chasing the ball. Brannon reaches third base with a triple. Kress scores. Blue goes all the way around to score. It's 3-0, Browns. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0-for-1 in the game. Shang hits a ball on the ground towards first. Fonseca scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Shang for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. The ball bounces off Gray, and towards O'Rourke, who fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-1 in the game. Lind hits a fly ball into left field. Mainisch settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 0-for-1 in the game. Langford hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of McNeely who is chasing the ball. Langford reaches third base with a triple. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0-for-1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 3, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0 for 1 in the game. Gray hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp juggles the ball. That's an error on Hodapp. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. O'Rourke hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Langford. O'Rourke reaches second base with a double. McNeely goes all the way around to score. That run is unearned. It's 4-0, Browns. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 1 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. O'Rourke moves to third. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 0 for 2 in the game. Schult hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 1 in the game. Fonseca strikes out. One out. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 1 in the game. Summa hits a pop-up towards short. Kress settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 1 in the game. Hodapp hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. Kress hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2 for 2 in the game, with two singles. Blue strikes out. Two outs. Otis Brannan is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannan is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. He's got two RBIs. Brannan hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 1 in the game. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Gray fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0 for 1 in the game. Uhel hits a line drive into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 0 for 2 in the game. Jameson bunts towards the mound. Gray fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0 for 2 in the game. Lind hits a fly ball, foul, into right field. McNeely settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0 for 2 in the game. Shang is hit by the pitch. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0 for 2 in the game. Gray bunts towards the mound. Uhel fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. McNeely hits a line drive towards short. Sewell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a triple. Langford is called out on strikes. One out. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Lou Fonseca is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fonseca is 0 for 2 in the game. Fonseca hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Homer Summa is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Summa is 0 for 2 in the game. Summa hits a fly ball into center field. Schultz settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 doubles. He's got 1 RBI. O'Rourke hits a fly ball into left field. Jameson settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Heinie Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0 for 2 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Mainisch hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Lynn scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 2 outs. Fred Schultz is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schultz is 0 for 3 in the game. Schultz hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Red Kress is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kress is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kress strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Johnny Hodapp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hodapp is 0 for 2 in the game. Hodapp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Luke Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 0 for 2 in the game. Sewell takes first base on ball 4. Hodapp moves to second. George Uhel is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Uhel is 0 for 2 in the game. Uhel hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress fields it, throws to second for 1, and over to first, double play. Hodapp moves to third. Two outs. Charlie Jameson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jameson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Jameson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 4, and the Indians nothing. The Browns will come to bat. Lou Blue is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Blue is 2 for 3 in the game, with 2 singles. Blue hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Otis Brannon is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brannon is 1 for 3 in the game, with a triple. He's got 2 RBIs. Brannon bunts towards the pitcher. Fielder's choice made on unknown runner with result that runner safe. Blue moves to second. Score that a fielder's choice. Wally Shang is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Shang is 0 for 2 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. Shang bunts towards the mound. Uhel fields it, and throws to get the runner. And he throws it away. That's an error on Uhel. Blue scores. Brannon moves to third. Shang moves to second. That run is unearned. Score that a fielder's choice. It's 5-0, Browns. Sam Gray is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gray is 0-for-3 in the game. Gray hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Uhel fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Earl McNeely is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. McNeely is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. McNeely hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Brannon scores. Shang moves to third. It's 6-0, Browns. Frank O'Rourke is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. O'Rourke is 2-for-4 in the game, with two doubles. He's got one RBI. O'Rourke hits a ball on the ground towards short. Sewell misplays the ball. That's an error on Sewell. Shang scores. McNeely moves to second. That run is unearned. It's 7-0, Browns. Heine Mainisch is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mainisch is 0-for-3 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Mainisch hits a fly ball into center field. Langford settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Fred Schult is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Schult is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Schult hits a ball on the ground towards third. Hodapp fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Browns 7, and the Indians nothing. The Indians will come to bat. Carl Lind is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lind is 0-for-3 in the game. Lind hits a ball on the ground towards short. Kress scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Sam Langford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Langford is 1-for-3 in the game, with a triple. Langford hits a fly ball into center field. Schult settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joe Sewell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Sewell is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Sewell hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Brannon scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The game is over. The final score, St. Louis Browns, 7, and Cleveland Indians, 0. Goodbye from League Park in Cleveland.